Lord is saying that I am here with you. And I know what's going on in your life right now. So will you cast your cares upon me? Because I do really care about you. And when you give me your problems and your cares, that means you don't have them anymore. They're in my hands. And my hands are much greater than anything you're facing right now. Now you can choose to hold on to them and keep them, or you can choose to give them to me. But it's your choice. So what are you going to do? Thank you. Now I want you to see things from my perspective. I want you to see them from a heart of love. So focus on my heart right now. And see what I'm going to reveal to you. My love is here to help you. Will you open and receive the help I'm extending to you? Don't be afraid. Just receive the gift of love. Will you do that for me? Remember, I care about all the details of your life. And right now, I am strengthening you to persevere. I am giving you perseverance strength right now. So as you choose to persist, you will get the promises that I have promised you in your heart. I'm the promise keeper that keeps every promise I give you. I just simply want you to believe and receive. Are you ready to receive? Because I've already given you all things that pertain to life and godliness. All that I have is yours, isn't it? Rest. Rest in my presence and in my peace. Stop striving. Stop analyzing. Stop trying to figure things out and simply trust me and believe that I love you, that I'm your loving father, and that I'm a good, good father. It's true, isn't it? Well, then believe me. Speak that way, act that way, think that way. You know what I'm telling you is the truth, isn't it? Remember those cloud of witnesses? What do you think they're witnessing right now in this place? Why do you think these angels are surrounding this home right now? It's because you're here and I'm here. These angels have been sent to minister unto you. They're here to help you. They excel in strength and obey my commandments and hearken to the voice of my word. Remember, speak the word only. and only believe. Only believe the truth. When you know and believe the truth, that makes you free. And whom the Son set free is free indeed. I'm manifesting my promises right now in your life. Ask me to show you one promise that's coming to pass right now in your life. Go ahead, ask. Why do you think I'm doing that for you? It's because of my heart of love. I created you for me and for my purposes, didn't I? I'm doing this for you because I do love you. And I want you to believe in your heart that I do love you with an everlasting love. I'm not giving up on you. I'm not turning away. Why? Because I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I promise you. You don't always have to feel my presence, do you, to know that I'm with you? I'm alive inside of you. Ask me what that looks like right now. I know you have a burning passion to serve me. I'm passionate about you. You know that? My heart is so full of love for you. My heart is, love is shed abroad in your heart by the Holy Spirit. I'm now opening up doors of opportunities for you to share my love with the world. You'd be willing to walk through those doors with me. You're not doing this alone, but you're doing it with me. Thank you for walking with me in love. The world needs to know what true love is. When I ask you to share the truth, I always want you to share it in love, don't I? Ask me how I want you personally to share my love with the world. Yes, you can do this my way. That's the only way I want you to do it, really. Not your way, not the world's way, but my way. So when you choose to rest in me and trust me and lean on me, you'll be able to do the things I've called you to do. But again, it must be my way.